You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? It is time for the best bits, and I'm so excited. This Saturday, I am joined by the lovely Miss Abby.
Hello. How are you? I'm good. I'm tired. I'm still recovering because I went to a wedding last weekend. So,
ooh, you're,
I'm
you
so
got the-
tired.
1 week post recovery after a vacation.
Yes. It's not getting easier. So I'll be sleeping all weekend.
Oh, you're going to have a full recovery weekend.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
Happening.
They always say as you get older, hangovers and stuff are much longer days wise.
Yes.
Were you hungover? Are you having a hangover recovery happen
basically,
too?
Basically. Yeah. But it's like, I have not gotten to sleep in, you know, all week. So
that's
we
true.
Get up super early. So there's been no sleeping.
That's
or
true.
Catching up.
You're living your best life.
Yes. It was so fun.
Well, we do got a lot to catch up on, so we're going to just dive right in. We had number seven this week. We all shared some fun questions, and everybody answered and gave fun answers in the room. So I want to ask some funny questions here. These are the things that you most resemble, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think of your answers as something you would most resemble. And the first one being, what city do you most resemble? You can look at a city and be like, this is Abby. And I'll let you think on it.
Okay.
I'll tell you mine and why I think this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like mine is Denver, Colorado, because it's adventurous. There's a city aspect to it. There's like a, you know, solitude aspect to it. And there's also a side where you can like go to a small town and nobody sees you. And that's how my personality is, where I have like four different parts. You just never know which one you're going to get on any given day.
Yeah.
Very Denver of me. So
right.
for me, my city is Morgan, Denver.
I like it. Okay. Mine's going to be a shocker. Not really, but it's Nashville,
okay.
Which is kind of like why I moved here, because mm-hmm. of music. Like I grew up listening to music and singing and country, and it's just been like a huge part of my life. But then I'm also like active and like to be outside, and there's a lot of hiking and good spots. And I mean, I guess that's probably, I was going to say Vegas, but that's a little too wild. I mean, I am like, I love all the bright lights and like having fun. And
you do love to go out and do stuff too.
Yes. But I don't know if I'm quite as wild as Vegas.
As wild as going to the nightclubs every night.
Right. Yes. So I think Nashville.
All right. Nashville. That's why you're in the city.
Yes.
Okay. I like it. What food takes up most of your body? If you had to break it down and it's the food that you eat all the time.
Okay. I've been obsessed lately with mac and cheese. I don't know what's happening.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
It's a great comfort food.
It is. Mm-hmm. But I've been having, I don't know if you've tried it. I get it at Target. It's called Goodles.
No.
Like noodles, but with a G.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like healthier. Like it's a healthier mac and cheese. So I feel healthy when I'm eating it.
What kind of noodles are they? They regular noodles?
I don't even know what they're made out of.
Or are they made with a G? Are they made with like garbanzo beans?
Garbanzo?
Wow.
I don't know. Exactly. No, I haven't even.
I mean, they have to be called goodles for a reason.
They have like protein in them.
So they're kind of like bonza pasta maybe. Have you ever had bonza?
Yes.
Is it better than bonza?
Yeah. You can't tell. You know how some tastes like really kind of funky and you're like, I don't know if I really like this. Like I've had chickpea noodles.
Yeah.
And I really don't like those. But I don't even know what's in this.
I'm so intrigued right now because I love finding healthier alternatives if they taste good.
I know.
Goodles, mac and cheese.
Googled
it.
Now I need to find out what's inside. Goodles. I know I've looked, but.
Oh my goodness. I've never heard of this. Okay, so you are filled.
Anyway, mac and cheese.
Goodles, mac and cheese.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like 10 years old.
I'm going to have to go try these. They look really good. One of them says,
try them.
Shella good.
Yeah, see, they're cute. Like they twist my palm.
They do kind of look like regular Kraft mac and cheese, but like a healthier, prettier version.
Yes. So I feel
they got like 14 grams of protein. Wow.
Right?
And it's good.
Actually good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to trust you on this.
I'm going to go try these.
Okay. Yeah.
I like a healthy alternative.
I don't know. I go through phases, you know, on thing, like what I eat. And I'm like, I'm stuck on this right now.
Yeah, I feel that. If I had like a healthy one, I'd probably have a healthy one right now. But if I'm looking at the entire course of my life, I think I'm filled with potatoes.
Okay. Yeah.
I eat many kinds of potatoes. Mashed potatoes, fries, like cut up, served roasted potatoes, breakfast potatoes. Any type of potato, I've probably had it in my life. Sweet potatoes, I eat those often.
Yes, there's so many options. It's endless. Like
so
it's endless.
I am just one giant potato. That is what I believe
about
myself.
We're both carbs. We're just like pure carbs.
As we should be, okay? As we should be. All right, what drink do you act like the most? And I can let you think about it if you need a second. Okay. You tell me. You need a minute?
Yeah, let me
tell you what mine is. It is a draft beer.
Okay,
let me tell you why. It's because, you know, when you get a draft beer, you get the foam right at top, and it's nice, and it's pretty,
yeah,
and it's fun, it's exciting, and you can't wait to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the foam starts to die down, and you get really tired. Like, you know, life just hits you.
Yes.
That's kind of what I am. You. I'm like the foam of a draft beer.
That's actually really good.
Yes.
That is a good one.
And you still enjoy it, and life's still good. You still love the beer, and it's still a good person. It's still a great thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's just some of the sparkle after a while goes away.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yep, I'm a draft beer.
That's good. That's kind of, well, mine would be like White Claw, truly like a seltzer.
Okay, yes.
Because it's like, I'm not like way out there. I'm not too much. But if I have too much, then I can be pretty crazy.
Oh, okay.
Then,
yes, then, like, I like this.
The fizz does go away eventually.
Like, yeah, the bubbly?
Yes. Like at the beginning, it's whatever, but. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
I guess.
Yeah, you're a seltzer.
Yes, I'm a seltzer.
It's
maybe
okay.
Because that's all I drink.
Well, because there, you go, you got wine out there, you got liquors, you got all kinds of things. So seltzer is Abby.
Yes.
Seltzer, Nashville, and Goodles. I was trying to remember if it's Goodles.
I don't even know if that's how you say it. Because that probably is, right?
I'm going
Goodles,
with it.
Goodles.
But you know you should not ask me how to pronounce words.
That's true.
I'm the wrong person to ask. And I am Denver, a potato, and a draft beer.
I like these. That's good.
There we are. That's how we most resemble in the way of things, uh-huh. Instead of a human being.
Right.
I also want to talk about if you've discovered anything recently, and this may fall into your Goodles. Goodles may be the answer for you.
Uh-huh.
But I found a new app, and it is life-changing.
What?
Okay, so it seems like you're trying to eat healthier too, and I'm trying to eat things that have less preservatives. They're more whole foods. I'm trying to make sure I don't have a lot of preservatives in beauty products that I use, just all the things that I'm doing. I'm trying to make sure I'm not poisoning my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I found an app called Yuka, spelled Y-U-K-A.
Okay.
And it has a scanner on it, and it will let you scan beauty products, food, anything, and it'll show you their health benefits or give you healthier alternatives.
No way.
Yes. And it shows you if it's like high in preservatives. So like if you, you know, scan a bag of Skittles, you're going to get like all the dyes that you're not supposed to have. And it shows you just the things that can help you and basically makes it easier for you to read the labels.
Are you kidding? Why do we not all have that? Why have I not heard of this?
I just found it because of Instagram. Ironically, most of the time I find things on TikTok, but Instagram, somebody was like, this is like my favorite thing if you're trying to eat whole foods and trying to like really be aware of what's going on in your body.
Yes, because we have no idea what's in most things.
Yep.
And we probably assume it's healthy. Exactly. Maybe I should scan Googles.
Hey, just to make sure. But I've always realized less is more when it comes to ingredients. Like if there's less ingredients in it, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
It's when there's a whole lot of ingredients and things that you can't understand. You don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
Those aren't good for you.
Right. If you can't pronounce them, that might not be a good sign.
Yes. And most things that say are light or sugar free are the worse alternatives than just eating the regular thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard, because they add more sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
Like and different kinds, like fake sugars.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for you to have the real sugar than the fake one. This app made it easier because it's so hard to decipher all of these things.
That is so good.
So Yuka.
Yuka, it's amazing.
And now I can't like go grocery shopping without it. Or like going to Ulta or anything, because it scans all kinds of products.
What in the world?
Changed my life.
Okay.
Something I knew discovered.
That does sound
right?
Changing. Yeah.
Do you have anything besides Googles?
Well,
I like saying that word.
I know. I do too. So I'm like a big coffee girl and I'm trying to stop going out so much. So I got an espresso machine.
Okay.
And I guess the app, I mean, you can go on the app and it has everything you could ever want, like the pods. And like apparently an espresso machine, it like scans the barcode so it knows the pod you put in.
Oh, wow.
And how much water to add. So
this is a bougie fancy machine?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it really wasn't that expensive, like compared to what you're going to be spending like at Starbucks if you go every day.
That's true.
And so they have like everything you could ever want. And
can I see this app? I love fancy apps. Does it look like a fancy pop machine, but you're kind of doing it on your phone?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Like it's like the different pods. It tells you how strong they are. Like there's sweet vanilla whiskey essence.
Can you make like a variety pack so you don't have to get all the same thing?
Yeah, you can.
That's so cool.
I know. Well, actually, I think they come in like 10 packs, but then you can get like an indulgent pack and all that. But I didn't know this. Like I thought it just like made one cup, but it's like each one you can do like an espresso shot, then make your own latte at home. Or you can get one that is like makes 8 ounces of coffee and then you add your own.
Okay.
Like,
so this app though, you order online and then it gets shipped to you and then you use it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's not like magic where you like order on your phone and it happens right then and there.
No.
I don't know. Hey, Smart House taught me a lot of things things.
We're not quite there yet. Maybe in like 5 years.
I hope so. I watched that the other day.
You did?
Smart House. Oh, I've been on like a comfort, like trying to watch comfort things.
Yeah.
And I've been watching so many Disney Channel original movies.
I need to do that. I love so Smart House.
So good. I watched Cadet Kelly. I watched a Hannah Montana movie.
Yes.
And also, did you realize, I don't think I put two and two together when I was younger, but Rascal Flatts makes an appearance. Obviously, Billy Ray Cyrus. Dolly gets mentioned. I can't remember. I don't think she makes an appearance. Somebody else does. There was like five big celebrities in Hannah Montana. And I was like, wait, I did not remember this happening.
I did not either. Are you saying the movie?
Mm-hmm. The movie, not the show.
Okay.
Yep. Because I was watching all the shows. Like I watched Freaky Friday too. I went like down the list. It'd be like I watch one and then it'd give me a recommendation. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch that.
Oh my God. Those are all so good too.
Yes. You just reminded me of that.
Those movies.
I know.
You know, like that.
Those were so good.
Those are the movies I watch. I don't watch many movies, but I will watch those.
Yeah. I think Disney Channel original movies are a little bit cheesier now. I think these were so cheesy, but something about watching the two is just not the same.
Do you remember the one about like skateboarders, like Brink?
Yeah. What, oh, yeah. I think it is Brink. I think you got it.
I loved that one.
Brink movie. I believe that's what it's called. That's on there. Brink. I should watch that. Maybe I'll watch that one this weekend.
Watch that one. I loved that.
Yeah, I've been on a kick. So whenever my TV shows are like, I watch the new episodes because all of them I can't binge. They're all releasing each week. And so I've needed something else to watch.
Yeah, that's the worst. When they do that, you're like, what do I do this week?
Yes. Okay, well, you got an app to download Yuka. And do you want to tell them what the coffee machine that you bought is? Because it sounds pretty legit.
It's like an espresso virtuo.
Virtuo? So like virtual, so but not.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's just the Virtuo.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's like so many. There's like a deluxe. Actually, it's the deluxe one. Virtuo Plus Deluxe is the one I have, but they have so many.
Options.
We got lots of things. Yeah. Suggestions. See?
Yes.
Discovering things is cool.
I know.
You never know what
it.
You're going to find.
Right.
Bobby and Eddie also confessed something this week that they both pulled an Amy in different scenarios. And pulled an Amy can mean a lot of things. In this instance, I believe it was in a fun way of making fun of her. In that kind of light.
Yes.
Because sometimes with driving or with just certain things, she hasn't paid attention and she's shared the stories on the show. So that's what they were relating to. And they said they pulled an Amy. So I want to know, have you recently pulled an Amy? Has anything happened?
Yes, I did. Okay, so I got out of my car in my driveway and I, you know, was going in my house, put the key in the door, shut the door. Well, the whole day went by, the whole night. I wake up in the morning looking for my keys. I couldn't find them anywhere. Like, anywhere. And I was freaking out. I was like, I'm going to be late for work. Like, I have no idea where they are. Finally, I realized I left them in my door the whole night. Like, overnight.
What?
Yeah.
Like, on the outside.
Yeah, on the outside. They were just, it was hanging there. Like, I didn't take it out.
Abby.
I think I was carrying stuff or something. So I was like, oh, I'll come back and get them later. That was terrifying. So I was like, anyone could have come into my house.
Anyone could have come into your house. Anyone could have stolen your car.
Yeah, a lot of things could have happened.
Oh, my gosh.
That's stressful. And that, I haven't done, that's like, I've done that a couple times.
Oh, that's a thing for you.
Yes, like it is. And so, but now I'm like, I need, yeah.
Maybe you need to start having a checklist before bed every night. Like, where are my keys?
I lock the door and make sure the keys are not in the door when I go to bed. But yeah, that was definitely a moment. I know I've had a lot more moments I'm probably sure I could think of, but that was a major one that
scares
me.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
And I'm glad nothing got stolen. But you do. You need to put a post-it note on your mirror and say, where are my keys?
Where are my keys?
That's going to be your way to stop it from happening.
Yeah.
Because there's something, I feel like everyone just has those few things in their life that is just an easy, like, forget.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do it once or twice, it's like your body almost is like, yeah, I can keep forgetting it. It's fine. Nothing happened from it. And then it just keeps happening. So the only way to break that cycle is, like, to write a new path in your brain.
Yes, write a new path. Have you never done that? Like, left your key in a door or something?
I have not, but there was one time where I left for a vacation and I left my keys at my house because I didn't drive. I Ubered to the airport and I didn't need them. And when I had gotten back, I normally go through my garage and the power had gone out while I was gone. And I had obviously not reset it because I hadn't been home. And when I got there, the garage wouldn't open because the power was still off. And I didn't have keys to get in my house. So I had to call somebody to basically break into my house to get me a key so I could get in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Sat outside for like an hour and a half dealing with that. So I have done something stupid. Like, that's the last time I ever left my house without a key to get in, no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Even when I go on like walks, I always have a key with me.
Oh, I always think of that. I don't have one either.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor used to have one, but now she moved. So I'm like, I have no one that has a key.
Well, and I don't trust like putting it under or somewhere hiding it. I don't trust that.
Mm-mm.
So I won't do that. That's why I'm like, I just have to always have one with me.
Yeah.
It's like I wish, you know, this is when I wish we had the little embed in like our little hand, you know, and you could just like hit it. And then you don't have to bring stuff
That'd
with you.
That'd be so nice.
It's not fun to carry a key on a walk.
No, it's not.
But you have to.
But I also wish I had like the doorknob that had the numbers on it, you know?
Yes.
I wish
one
I
would have
gotten that. Yeah.
I think you can install those pretty easy.
Yeah.
I do think you can.
Yeah.
A lot of Airbnbs have them.
That's true. I might do that.
But so I also think they're easy to hack. That's also back to like technology and like, you know, having one key to something and you're the only one that has access. There's also some security in that too.
Yes.
But
I have one more Amy moment that I did this week. So I went to put something in my microwave and I opened it and the salad dressing was in the microwave. Like, instead of putting it in the fridge.
Oh, I hate when I do that.
Like, I was like, I honestly do not even remember doing that. I was like, where's my brain?
That's hilarious. Okay, had you already used the salad dressing or you hadn't used it?
Yeah, I had already used it. So like I was just putting everything up, you know, like putting the dirty dishes away. And then I just put the salad dressing in the microwave. I'm like, what's happening? I was like, Abby, you are losing. I even said that. I was like, Abby, you're losing it.
You
like,
told yourself out loud you're losing it.
I was like, Abby, you are not okay. Go sit down.
That's when I always know when I'm really off my game, if I'm in the kitchen and I like put the cheese in the pantry or like something cold in the pantry and then something like not supposed to be in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I like mix them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't realize it until like a day later. I'm like, well, That happened.
You're like, where was your brain? But you don't even know you're doing it. You're like, what were you thinking about so hard that you don't realize you did that? It's so wild to me.
That tells me that you and I both need to go to some yoga and not have so much going on in our heads.
I think so. That we're like overthinking everything or what we need to
do next. We have too much in our brains to comprehend and focus on what's right in front of us.
Uh-huh.
That's very difficult.
Yes.
I think a lot more people relate to that than it's just us, if that makes us feel better.
I'm just like, it's just funny. It just happened like a few days ago.
That is. Okay, what kind of dressing was it?
I have like vinaigrette, like balsamic vinaigrette.
Okay.
Or like white.
Is that your go-to?
Yeah.
Do you like raspberry vinaigrette? That's one of my favorites.
I really don't. It's kind of too sweet.
That's fair.
I just have to be in the mood. If you have like salty stuff in your salad, it's like a good balance, but I don't like it too sweet.
I love a big strawberry field salad, and that's why I like the raspberry vinaigrette. Because it has, like, strawberries, you do some goat cheese and some walnuts and some apples, and then you do the raspberry vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very sweet. I love sweet things.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to Chopped, that salad?
I have.
It's here.
Where they chop up their salads?
Yes, but you can buy their dressing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're really good. They're, like, homemade. Or, you know, they're not just, like, store-bought that just kind of doesn't taste
I'm going to go use my Yuka app on them.
Yes. Oh,
shoot. Find out.
I get the white balsamic vinaigrette. So now I'm curious to know if it's good.
Okay.
I like it.
I like that one, though. I don't think I've had a white balsamic. I've had balsamic, but never white balsamic.
It's really good. Okay. Is it just white vinaigrette? No, it's white balsamic.
See, normally I'm eating the skinny gal one because it has like 5 calories.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind though?
The raspberry vinaigrette.
Oh, the raspberry one?
They have other ones on there, but that's the one that I like. I think it's raspberry. I don't really know anymore.
Hey, whatever works. When you find one you like, I'm like, oh, just stick to it.
I know. Well, hey, and I'm looking for any way to like cut a calorie and I'm like, I don't need it there. Okay, cool. Works for me.
Yeah, because that's the thing people don't know about salads and stuff. They're like, oh, it's healthy. But then if you drench it with like 2 cups of ranch, it turns into not being.
But listen, a bad salad is really good. I love a bad salad.
I know.
Ugh. Have you ever gone to Jason's Deli and gotten the salad bar? Because that's my favorite.
Yes, it is the best.
Good.
It's ridiculous how good it is.
I know. Wait, we should go there for lunch.
Oh my gosh, we should.
Because I've been craving it and I don't want to go by myself.
Oh, I know, I don't either. I'm just like, oh, my friend's coming.
But it's so good. They have the little chocolate pudding. Did you ever eat the chocolate pudding on the salad bar?
Yeah.
It had the little chocolate chips in it.
Oh, wait, no, I don't, you know, I don't like chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Or chocolate pudding.
I just forgot, but I thought that was just cookies. Yeah. And I realized it was pudding.
Well, I'm kind of picky, so it's kind of like a case-to-case basis.
That's true. I think we've mentioned that before, but yeah, Abby is not a fan of chocolate chip cookies, and obviously now chocolate chips not in anything.
Right, no chocolate chips. It's so weird to have chips of chocolate.
You are the weird one in this situation.
Yeah,
but I am down for us to go to Jason's Deli and have a salad bar because that sounds amazing.
You know you can get it to go too, right?
Yes, but it's not the same thing. Because you could go back to the salad bar and get more.
Right.
And I would eat Jason's Deli lunch all the time. I'd go get salad bars. Whenever my mom would take us out of high school, we'd go eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always eat my salad with crackers. Did you ever eat your salad with crackers?
What do you mean?
Is that a weird thing?
Like eat like as the utensil? Like,
yes.
You're scooping it up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
That's a thing?
Listen, I need to know if anybody out there also does this because now Abby's making me feel weird. But she doesn't like chocolate chips. It's fine. Yes, the salad. You'd make your salad like normal and then you'd get the club crackers that they have and you'd like scoop it and you'd get a little bit of lettuce and ranch and eggs and whatever's on your salad on the cracker and you eat it.
I mean, I guess I've done that with bread. If it comes with a side of bread, that's
you would
similar,
do that with a salad or with like soup?
No, with a salad.
Oh,
you'd
okay.
like dip up the extra dressing at the bottom.
Oh, no, but you need like the whole thing with it.
No, I've never done that.
Dang.
I love it though.
Okay, I need to know if anybody else does this because it's maybe like a quirk of mine that I never realized.
Definitely.
I think I picked it up from my mom or my dad. I'm not sure who did it, but I definitely picked it up from them.
Do you still do that?
Oh, yeah. But only if I go to Jason's Deli. If I'm making a salad at home or I get like a chopped salad or whatever, I'm like, hey, do you guys have crackers? It's just Jason's Deli.
I just wanna watch you do this.
Yeah.
Like you're just picking it up and...
Oh, yeah. If we go to Jason's Deli, you will see it.
I will watch this.
You will witness it in full motion. I did have an Amy moment besides all the ones that we have mentioned. So, you know, when you go to a grocery store parking lot and sometimes the cart things are not set up how they should be. They're a little crooked or they're not like totally in one parking spot.
Yes.
Well, when I was backing out of one, because the only place that was able to park was next to one, which I don't typically like to do, but I had to, and I was just running in. And on my way out, I gave a little tap tap to the grocery cart store thing.
Like the metal beam thing?
Yeah, a little tap tap.
Oh no. Did it do anything to your car?
Didn't do anything to my car. And I double checked like the, making sure the bar didn't get bent or anything. I was going like 2 miles an hour, so it couldn't do too much damage. But I've made sure, like, I'm not leaving anything broken, and it was fine.
It's good.
It was crooked. The whole thing was, like, not straight. I'm like, how is this hard to put something in here and it not be straight?
You know, I'm going to bet you're not the only one that has done that.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe
I don't,
you are.
So.
It's, like, in pristine condition.
You know what? Hey, you're the only one who's put salad dressing in your microwave.
Well, you're probably right.
Yep.
No, that's happened before. I know it. Okay. Oh, that's funny.
Maybe, yeah. We've had our moments. Funny. I just think my head's been in the clouds a lot lately.
That's what I thought too. Mm. I'm just things aren't making sense.
Yep.
I don't know. I've had a lot of moments like, Abby, what's happening with you?
You know what? At least we can both relate on that one.
I think a lot of people can relate.
Maybe our other things not so much, but that we can all relate.
Yes.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We heard from Amy this week about her dog, Kara, who ate some pills from her cousin's pill box. And obviously, dogs are not supposed to get a hold of these pills. And she got a hold of a lot. Luckily, she was okay, and it was a whole situation. And we got to hear a lot of listener animal stories, which were also hilarious and gross and traumatizing all at the same time. Do you have any funny or wild animal stories that kind of relate, but maybe not relate at all?
My dogs, I've had two Shelties, and mine never really like ate anything bad or crazy. Like, we were really lucky that that never happened.
Oh, were they very well trained?
I wouldn't say well trained. They were very opposite. Like, one of my dogs would not walk on a leash. She would just sit there and we'd be like, come on. And the other one like did well. One of my dogs, they like to bite ankles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like if I would start running, she'd always come and like nip at my ankles like she's herding sheep or something.
Are they herding dogs?
Yeah.
They are, right?
Like Shetland sheep dogs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like in their instincts. She would always, it was really cute. She would always do that.
Would it ever hurt?
I wouldn't let her. I always knew the right timing when to pull my my ankle up because yes, it would hurt. And she would like bite my toes in the middle of the night under my bed.
Wait,
like,
would you wake up from
yes,
it?
Yes. It was like under the covers. I don't know. I was asleep and I'd be like moving my feet and she would just bite them. I'm like hard.
That's
that was when she got
funny.
A little older. And I'd be like, stop
she was
doing
angry
that.
At your toes yes. for moving.
I don't know what she was doing. Like Shelties are really funny. But okay. I don't think I have any like crazy ones like
crazy
that.
Eating stories.
No.
I do love Shelties, and you're the one dog that I've known that when you've been in my life, she
yeah.
was gorgeous.
Callie.
I believe it was
she's
she.
So cute.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so gorgeous. I Remy never eats anything. Granted, I take that back.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
Remy is a hound dog when it comes to food, and
yeah.
she will find any crumb, everything, anywhere. I have two instances with her. There was one time where I had shredded a whole bunch of different cheese. And as I've mentioned on the show, I love to eat shredded cheese. And this is like, you know, good shredded cheese. Normally I just get it from the bag and that's what I eat. And so nobody can get to it. But these were in containers because I had shredded all these different kinds. And I had brought them over and sat them on the ottoman as I was like watching TV and I was eating cheese and crackers. And I got up because the UPS guy rang the doorbell and Remy goes running and I have to go get the box to bring it inside. And in the time that her and I both went to the door, I went to get the package. And by the time I came back, one whole container was gone.
Are you kidding?
She ate the entire thing of shredded cheese. Not
oh.
the container, but all of the shredded cheese.
Oh my gosh.
In like the span of maybe 10 seconds. Maybe.
Is that okay for dogs?
She was fine. I mean, there's much worse things for her to eat than shredded cheese. She also,
yeah.
Remy also loves shredded cheese. If I open up my cheese drawer and she's upstairs, like sometimes she refuses to come downstairs or she'll refuse to go to the bathroom. She gets a little sassy. All I have to do is go over and open the drawer and she comes running. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I got you.
That's so funny.
And we do. Every time I eat shredded cheese, I share some with her. So I've created that little monster.
Yes, you did.
The cheese tax, as TikTok calls it. So
it's called what?
The cheese tax.
It is?
Yeah, there's a whole song like cheese tax. And if you're ever eating cheese, then you have to give some to your dog. That's just like the cheese tax.
Oh, that's so true.
Uh-huh.
Well, we would always use cheese like to put medicine in or
yep.
pills.
Mm-hmm.
But my dogs always knew. They were smart enough. So she would like eat the cheese all around it and then spit the pill out. It was
oh
really funny.
God,
like her tongue would just like spit a pill. I was like, how'd you know?
Oh my
How
God.
How did you know it's in there?
They're so clever. Speaking of medicine, I still have my foster cat who
oh,
I
yeah.
am still likely going to adopt even though I have allergies. You know, I can't decide.
So you, like, you can tell? Like, you're sneezing and stuff?
I don't have the sneezing, runny eyes, anything
yeah.
like that. I have rashes that randomly happen.
Oh,
it's like
gosh.
A systematic allergy.
Yeah.
And they're not bad. They're not consistent. It's just kind of random. Like, if I wear a lot of clothes that have a lot of her hair on them or something like that, and I'm like, well, all I have to do is just change clothes when I come home or whatever, then that's a trade-off. So I'll take it. But I'm making sure I'm like checking some bases. I've also a listener tagged me in a video of an allergist who was like, you just need to get a specific food that has this. And it basically takes away the cat allergy. Did not know that.
Okay. I'm learning some. Wow.
TikTok is amazing, man. It's amazing.
It really is.
But she had a big dental surgery and I was trying to give her medicine. And listen, we think it's hard to give dogs medicine. Cats are a whole different.
Oh,
oh my God. She is so smart. I could go to the fridge to get out the medicine, and she was already upstairs. Like
really?
She knew. Yes. I got it in her one day, and it was still because she was loopy from her surgery, so she couldn't move very quickly or fast away from me. But by the time that had worn off, oh, she was gone. Like, she never, it was like a fight, and she hated me for like a week because she's like, you gave me medicine once, I'm never letting you do this again.
Oh, okay.
And she got, and she had like, you know, a kind of a mess with her going to the bathroom, so I had to give her a bath, like had to. I didn't have an option. And cat baths are also awful. And I'm not kidding you, when it looked like I was from Tom and Jerry, the cartoon, in the shower with her, she was bouncing off the walls, so mad at me. I was like, I just have to clean this one part of you, and I really need you to sit still. It was a disaster.
I can only imagine.
Oh my God. I had learned, one of my friends, Carla Maria, had told me, make sure if you ever have to do a bath, you like go fully clothed. So I had a sweatshirt on and legs. And if I didn't, I would have been totally scratched up. She would have gotten me.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they just all hate
Oh
bath.
My God, they hate not water, all. I do. I know there's a few that like it. Maybe if you like introduce it when they're really young.
Yeah.
But this poor cat is 8 years old. She's got a lot of trauma. So she's not dealing with me. So I do know what that's like, giving any type of animal medicine. On the contrary, Remy, I can put it in cheese and she'll eat everything.
That's good to know. You're good. Yeah, she will have endless amounts of cheese if you let her.
Uh-huh. Or peanut butter. Those are the two ways. And she'll be like, yeah, I'll lick it up. Whatever's in there, I don't care.
Hilarious. Yeah,
I'm not
cats,
the cat.
Cats don't like me. The only really? Interaction I've had with them, they like scratch me all the time. Like, they want to get away from me. I'm like, why? I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, I don't think my foster cat would be like that with you.
Really?
She loves people. Mm-hmm. Aww. She hides for a little bit until she knows like you're not going to hurt her.
Uh-huh.
And then when she comes out, she just wants love.
I'm actually like really scared of cats.
Are you?
Like, they scare me. If I am walking like just on the street and I see one, I'm really terrified.
Stray cats are a little bit different. Those are feral cats. That's a different ball game. You never know what you're going to get with a feral cat.
Yes.
But so, house cats a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah, I did watch my friends two weekends ago and it went well, but I was scared. But they were great.
But they have their witching hour at like the 2 a.m., which is really funny. I'll wake up sometimes. It hasn't happened often because she's been sleeping a lot lately, but when I first got her, it'd be like 2 a.m. and I just hear her like bouncing off the walls. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Really? What is she? What's
she's
she doing?
Playing with her toys.
Aww.
But she would never play with me. I try and play with her and she's like, no, I want it by myself.
Interesting. See, I don't understand. I just don't understand cats.
Yeah. They have very independent personalities.
Yes.
So yes, cat, they are. They're much interesting. But because Remy always likes to eat basically everything, you know those sticky spider traps that exist?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so no. I don't have them at my house because I know better with
her.
They're
so sticky.
They are. But when I took her to my grandpa's house, he has them.
Uh-huh.
And she found it. And I'm not kidding you. She had to get two of her paws cut out of them. Like, I had to sit there, put her on her back, and I was just like cutting around the fur trying to get them out. And and she was just looking at me like, what did I do?
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. I was watching my friend's dog and I have those. And it was like she got it caught on the side of her face and I had to like cut it out. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be so mad at me. Because I don't want to like cut her dog's hair and it's going to be like all uneven. But I was like, I don't have a choice. They're so sticky.
I was
going to
say, you can't get them out. You can't just like pull them out. You'll hurt them.
You can't. And I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God. You could tell it was cut so bad.
What did your friend say?
She was okay. I was like, sorry, I had a sticky pad. Like, she wasn't mad, but I just had to like tell her, and she was like, oh, that's okay. She kind of laughed, but
dogs love those. Those and like mouse traps, if you have those. So I don't have any of those around my house. It's just like free for all at my house.
Oh my gosh.
We did also have like my parents' house, they always have crazy animal things that happen because my dad's like a modern day Snow White. They've rescued little duckies from their storm drain. That has happened.
Oh, that's cute.
And then another time we had a deer get stuck on our fence. It tried to jump the fence.
And it got stuck?
And it got like impaled and it was stuck, but it was alive.
Oh.
And my mom was calling like all these wildlife rehabilitation places. And they're like, well, most of the time if you call like cops or animal control, they'll probably come put it down. And my mom's like, absolutely not. That is not allowed on my property.
Yeah, no.
And so she made my dad come home and he had to like lift it off of there, put a bag over its head, lift it off of the thing, like tried to rub Neosporin on like the cut that it had, and then they like took the bag off and the deer just ran away.
And it was, oh wow.
And I choose to believe that it's still alive today.
It's okay. Yes, it is running free right now.
Yeah, it's living its best life. Uh-huh. Not getting stuck on any more fences.
Oh, I hope not. Those are always really sad. I see that like on TikTok all the time. Yes. And they get stuck in between it. And so then people have to pull on the sides. And
yeah, and most people are kind of not nice and they won't do that for them. I'm like, I mean, we're in their space.
Right. That's like, what we forget.
Yeah. Like where our house is now, I mean, it's been, 20 years, but it used to be like an open field.
Uh-huh.
And that's where a lot of deer were. And now they're like, well, I'm just running in the space that I knew.
I know. They don't know there's a fence they're going to get stuck on.
Yes. Ugh. All right. That's the one I can think of right now. I know I have more. We had so many animals growing up. We have crazy stories.
Sure.
But those are the ones that are off the top of my head right now. Do you got any more?
I don't think so. No, it's just usually me watching other people's dogs or, cats. And like, I remember in college, I was walking into the gym and there was a black cat right there and all the people on the treadmills were watching me. So I was like, I can't just walk by it without petting it because I probably would have them terrified of it. And I was like, hey, buddy, like doing like the awkward pat. And it turns around on its back and just scratches. I mean, just like, rawr!
Like in a loving way?
No. It was like an intense,
what
just
kind of
like,
energy
get away
do
from
you
me.
Have
I
in
don't
you?
Know. I think they can sense. We talked about this.
They do.
They can sense that I'm scared.
They also sense if you don't like them and they'll try and make you like them.
Oh, well, it didn't make me want to like it.
It goes one of two ways.
But that was like a stray cat. The ones that I watched, they would rub up on my legs, which I don't like that feeling. I don't like how they rub up on your legs.
Why don't you like that feeling?
It's just weird. And then they're purring.
Yeah, it means you're happy.
I just can't explain it.
That's
it's
so
not
funny.
Like a dog where they like wag their tail or, bark or like,
Oh, my foster cat wags her tail. It goes back and forth.
Oh.
If she's really happy, all I see is a flick. It goes back and forth.
That's hilarious. I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, no cats for Abby.
Nope.
This is going to be fun if I have you come over and watch.
Oh, yeah. You did ask me. You're like,
I
are
did.
You allergic or do you like cats or something?
Yeah. And you told me you did. You did not tell me this experience that you've had. This is new. This is a new revelation that I'm learning.
No, I'm still open to watching.
Well, the good news is she likes to keep to herself, so you'd probably be fine.
You said she would like me.
Yeah, I do think she would like you. She likes people, but now I'm concerned about you.
Me too.
Oh, man. We did have an update from listener Elvis. He called in and talked about seeing Adele in Las Vegas with his wife for the anniversary and Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan's wife, buying them insane tickets. We got the whole update from him, and it was super sweet and really emotional. And I just want to like leave that and make sure you go listen to the best bits, just the bits, because that this segment is on there and it'll make you love the Bryans just that much more. They're so awesome. We did have a few national days this week. I want to talk about them. We had National Quirky Country Music Song Title Day. Don't ask me why these
that
songs,
was a thing.
These days exist. Yes.
Okay.
Apparently.
Interesting.
What is the quirkiest country music song title that you know of that like comes to mind?
Honky Tonk Badonka Donk.
Yes.
I mean, that's such a wild
honky tonk
title.
Badonka Donk. Toby Keith has some interesting ones.
Yeah. Red Solo Cup.
Yep.
Wait, but that's Trace Adkins, isn't it? Wait, the Honky Tonk Badonka Donk?
Oh, yeah, that one is Trace Adkins. I was looking up Toby Keith. I think that's why I said
Oh, gotcha.
It. Because Toby Keith does have some interesting ones. He has Who's Your Daddy?
Oh, yeah, Who's Your Daddy?
That one cracks me up. What else is there? I know there's more. She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. Not Toby Keith. But that one's a funny one.
Kenny. That is funny. Ones that, like, if they came out today, you'd be like, what?
Red
like,
Who's Your Cup Daddy? Is Toby Keith.
Okay, yeah.
And
then
the other one is Honky Tonk Badonka Donk is Trace Adkins.
Yeah. What are other ones? Why can't
there has to be more.
Like Redneck Woman,
more.
But that's...
Redneck Woman is an interesting one. I'm going to give you like a list of some of these that I don't know some of these. Some of these are Johnny Cash. The top three are Dirty Old Egg Sucking Dog.
What? Okay.
I've never heard that.
That's odd.
Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart. Have you ever heard these?
These are country?
Yeah. Tim McGraw, Do You Want Fries With That?
Oh, I've heard that one, yeah.
I didn't realize that was a song title, though.
I think so.
Wild. Refried Dreams, also Tim McGraw.
Go ahead.
What is it? Is it the title? Is this like a These are the titles of the songs?
Yeah, this is one. You're the Reason Our Kids Are So Ugly. Nice. I have heard of that one.
What? Who sings that?
I forget. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
What in the world is happening?
I don't know.
Sick 'em on a Chicken, Zach Brown Band.
Sick 'em on a Chicken. Sick 'em on a Chicken.
That's, I don't think I've really heard that one. Is it?
Yeah.
That's, it's a good funny one.
It's really fast.
Gosh, some of these are crazy. Kitty Wells has some. Let's see. Only Me and My Hairdresser Know. I'm not sure what that is in reference to. Jimmy Buffett has Peanut Butter Conspiracy.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Uh-huh. He also has My Head Hurts, My Feet Stink, and I Don't Love Jesus.
What?
As a song. Alan Jackson has some. If French Fries Were Fat Free. I Still Like Bologna.
Bologna?
I was spelling it out. Bologna. I Still Like Bologna.
Bologna.
You just saw in real time what happens to me when I just read something and I don't like try and actually pronounce it correctly.
God, I would love to be a fly on the wall in your house. It's just while you're like reading things out loud.
It happens a lot. It happens a lot, Abby. And another one. Toby Keith has Wacky Tobacky.
Wacky Tobacky.
I never knew any of these country music song titles.
Me neither. But I love that it's a day. It's so random.
Right?
Who comes up with these? Honestly, I see some of these and I'm like, what?
There's another day that happened this week, and I didn't realize how many food on a sticks I love because of this. It was National Favorite Food on a Stick Day.
Oh.
What's your favorite food on a stick?
Corn dog.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Like when I used to go to the fair and stuff. And
you know, I don't eat them, but they smell so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they are really good.
Do they taste as good as they smell?
Yes, they are delicious. I don't know what it is.
I'm always tempted to eat one, and I don't eat meat.
I know. You're kind of missing out. They are really good. Like, they're so much better than a hot dog. Well, I guess you don't have a hot dog either.
It's okay.
There's something with, like, the batter, and just it goes so well together.
I wonder if somebody can make me a corn dog with just the batter. And not the dog. Like the corn, I guess that'd be cornbread. Yeah,
it's basically what it is. And then you imagine. No,
that's
Wait,
true.
Do you eat tofu?
I don't eat tofu.
Because I'm like, what's a substitute you could do?
Yeah.
You don't do any like.
Oh my God, tofu grosses me out. Yeah. I just can't. I just, you know, do away with meat entirely.
Yeah.
Just I've meat. Tried the like black bean burgers. Mm-hmm. There's only been one that I liked, and I liked it for about 2 weeks, and then I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. It was like a sweet potato black bean burger. And I was like, okay, I can work with it. But then the texture, it just felt weird.
Yeah, it's the texture on those things. Because I've tried it too, and I'm like,
yeah. Like, why? I don't need to eat that. So yeah. I can just find other options. Mine would be corn on the cob.
Oh, corn on the cob is so good. Like
so
the,
good. The fair ones.
Yes, with all the butter.
Yes.
Gosh, I used to get that all the time. They dip it in.
Dip it in the butter. And then you can just like douse it in pepper and salt. Or like a seasoning if they have like a whole stand of them.
Uh-huh. What other, I don't know.
Popsicles.
Like, oh, popsicles, yeah.
Popsicles are a good one. I'm trying to find my list that I have. Kebabs are another one. I don't really eat kebabs though.
Yeah, I like kebabs.
You like
chicken,
kebabs?
Kebab,
that's a thing.
Veggies.
Popsicles. Let's see. I had like a whole list earlier and then it just disappeared. But I
like ice cream. Ice cream on a stick, like that you get from the ice cream truck.
Yeah. Oh, I liked ice cream. What was your favorite thing to get from an ice cream truck?
The cotton candy one. I don't know what it was.
What did it look like? I'm so visual about the ice cream trucks.
I think like pink and blue swirled on a stick.
Oh. I think. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't
know the name of it. Yeah, I don't remember. Let me see. Bubblegum.
Yeah, or maybe bubblegum.
Ice cream truck.
Dang, that was a long time ago.
Let's see. Oh, no. That's some people... Bubblegum. You're right. It's called bubblegum.
Okay.
Mine is your colors, but it's called the screwball.
Oh, the screwball.
That had the little gum at the bottom that you tried to eat.
Maybe that's what I like too.
Well, here you can see, but there's both. Both of them
that's
are
it.
A thing.
Oh, that's it.
So it is a screwball that you like?
Wait.
Oh. That's the screwball. These are the bubblegum ones.
Oh, the bubblegum.
They're
the
same colors.
Have. Yes. Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an ice cream truck, but I love Dippin' Dots.
Oh, you know what I found out about Dippin' Dots? What? I think this is a Kansas thing because I freaking love Dippin' Dots too. Obsessed with
it. It was in the mall.
And you know what I found out? What? You can order them online.
You can order
them? You can order them right to your door.
You're kidding me.
I found that out from TikTok this week.
Like they're like frozen?
Yeah, you can get, so here's the thing. You can get individual packets and you can just get one of those. I don't know what the shipping is on one of those. Or you could get a giant bag, but you have to store it in dry ice or a certain degree because otherwise it melts and it's not Dippin' Dots.
Right.
That's why like you can never buy them in store because they have to be stored and created differently. So they suggest when you buy them, like eating them the day that you get them, because they come shipped in dry ice.
Wait, do they not have them here? Is that just a Kansas thing?
No, we have them here at Opry Mills. I've gone just for Dippin' Dots.
Oh my gosh. I think we have them at Bridgestone too.
Oh yeah, we do. Bridgestone has them.
Mm-hmm. You've gone just for the Dippin' Dots.
I've never gone to Bridgestone just for the Dippin' Dots. But because I've never go to a concert and I'm like, I want ice cream.
Right. Yeah, I know.
But I have gone to Opry Mills just to get Dippin' Dots.
Okay, mm-hmm. I want to go there.
Yep, I got you. They're always there. They're in the little middle thing.
That's amazing.
I love that we have these similar things, and I just never realized it's like might be a Kansas thing.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, is this or not? And at Worlds of Fun, I would always get them there. Did you ever go to Worlds of Fun?
Mm-hmm.
Like
in the summer? I did.
That's what I would always do, was get Dippin' Dots.
So good. And they had them at like the baseball stadiums once upon a time. I don't know if they're still in those.
Man, I don't know.
They are the supreme ice cream.
They are.
Of everything.
Nothing beats that.
I'm glad we agree.
We agree.
We found something we agree on. But it's a Kansas thing. I'm calling it. I know they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. I know it's not just a Kansas thing, but there's something about loving Dippin' Dots that I think is a Kansas thing.
I think you're right. I really do.
That and Pizza Hut.
It's like a part of our childhood. Yeah. And Pizza Hut.
Those two things. Oh, man. Okay. We got our foods on a stick. And those are good. Now I'm hungry.
I know.
Now I'd like to go eat.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
We do have a lot of foods in this one. I don't have anything for us to talk about on the number three. And there's a reason why I put it at number three instead of two or one. It was, you know, not something I wanted to include. And it's not something I wish was even on this list. But I wanted to include it because I want people to be able to hear what Bobby said and made a statement over the tragedy that happened in Nashville this week. So that is why it's on here. It's also why it's not at number one or number two. I just felt this was the kind of the place to put it. And so you guys could hear it. And we will be back in 1 second.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Lainey Wilson stopped by our show this week, and I love me some Lainey. Oh, she's amazing.
She is awesome.
Like, she's a great human.
Yes.
The best, but she answered uncomfortable questions. And when I tell you that she answered these so honestly, because she said the famous people who watch her Instagram stories, which is super interesting to me. Uh-huh. I just love that. And then she also admitted that there's been some celebrities that have DM'd her after her butt went viral.
That is hilarious.
And I died laughing. Because not that just like this is happening, but because she admitted it.
I know. She's so fun. Like, she'll say anything. That's what I love about her. It's just like no filter. Whatever comes to mind, she's just going to say.
Yes. And so I figured since Lainey Wilson can be here and answer uncomfortable questions, so can we.
Let's go.
Are you ready to be uncomfortable?
I don't know if I'm ready, but yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, it's not too bad, okay. Hopefully. We'll see. Where did your first kiss happen?
It's crazy. Okay, so I would say like my official one, you know, like more.
You have an official and unofficial? You know what?
Okay, some people, here, let's talk about this. Some people are like, I had my first kiss when I was like 5. I'm like, does that count?
No, like, that doesn't count.
You know, stuff like that.
No. I don't think it counts until you are the one who like is like, this was my first kiss. This is the moment when you're like really nervous and you feel like you've never done something before. That's when I feel like it's your first kiss.
Okay. Well, I would say I went to Paris freshman year of high school and it was on the Eiffel Tower. So like that.
You had your first kiss on the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah. That's I consider. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's why everything in life with men has been a letdown for you up until this moment, because you started out with the biggest romantic thing that can happen.
Uh-huh. It wasn't even really that romantic, though. It was kind of just like one of my like guy friends. He's like, shall we kiss? I was like, yeah, sure. Let's.
And you didn't like say, hey, this is my first kiss ever?
No, I didn't. Because I was like, I was like a freshman in high school.
I mean, yeah, but that's
I was
okay.
A late bloomer.
That's okay. Dang.
Is that not crazy, though? Like, so that's insane.
That's wild.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
I'm
like,
mind
the lights
blown.
Were going and everything. I was like, but it wasn't romantic. So I'm like, I'm excited to, you know, go back someday and have a romantic one. Just kidding.
You had a platonic one.
Basically.
Oh, man.
Okay. And like chaperones were there. I was like, they probably saw that. I don't know. But anyway.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And amazing at the same time. That's a good. Cool. That's better than mine. Mine was in my parents' driveway with my first boyfriend, and I remember being very excited that it happened. But it was in my driveway.
See,
in pure daylight.
It was pure daylight.
I was in middle school.
Was it awkward?
I don't remember. I think it was. If I can remember where in the driveway we were, because it's still the house my parents live in. But I just remember it being in the daylight, and I was like, that just happened. And I was like on a cloud. I was like, I just got my first kiss.
That's right.
You know, and it was my boyfriend, so I was very excited about it. And I thought I was in love and going to marry this man.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was the one that fell in love always.
Immediately.
Yes.
You're like, okay.
Kissed me? Wow, I'm in love.
We're in love. We're meant to be. We're going to get married.
Yeah, obviously that was not meant to be, but it was a good, solid first kiss, but not as exciting as the Eiffel Tower.
I know, that's pretty wild.
You win this round.
Ding, ding, ding.
Do you have any exes you're still in touch with?
Yes. Yeah, he's like a really good friend.
Okay.
So it ended well, and so we just like, we were probably better off as friends to begin with, so I don't see like any harm in it.
Okay, you know? So you got one. Do you have any others, or is that the only one?
No, I've had some like try to reach out. You know, like one was in Nashville and was like, "Hey, you want to come out?" I was like, "No, I don't. Thank you."
What goes through their mind when they do that?
Right, and it was like a Sunday evening. I'm like, you know, I have to work in the morning. Like, that's not going to happen. And you're probably drunk saying that, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to see me, you could have reached out, but I still wouldn't have. So
that's fair.
So, yeah, I guess only one.
Only one. Okay. I have some that I dated, maybe not full on relationships, that I still am friends with, follow on social media and, kind of keep up with what's going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. But my four main ones, no.
Not even a little bit. Bad.
Yeah. That just got progressively worse as they went on. Oh my gosh. None of those, no. Mm-mm.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think two of them are still blocked.
Oh, good.
It's like years down the road and they are definitely still blocked.
Well, they don't need to come back. Don't give them any doors to come back in.
There are no doors. No doors at all. But yeah, that was a weird one. Why did I include that question?
Yeah,
I
don't know. Let's move on.
Yeah. Have you ever made a social media post you regret deeply?
Oh, basically like any of the ones in, you know, high school. I look back at those. I mean,
I think I deleted mine from them or like archived them.
I need to do that, especially the ones like when I had braces, or there was one I put on, I remember, before I had braces. And I remember I got them in middle school. And so they only put the brackets on. They didn't put the wires for picture day. That's my picture. Like, I just looked so dumb and I had the most crooked teeth ever. Like,
I'm trying no to one picture can, what that looked like.
No one can be. I think I deleted it now, but... my teeth were, because I have huge teeth like my dad's, and my mom's mouth is really tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, yeah, people used to make fun of them all the time.
Oh my
God.
They were
really bad. So I look back now and I was like, I had a lot of confidence when I was a kid. But looking back
I
now.
I love that like, though. Yeah. Isn't it fun when you have like unsolicited confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word?
I don't know if that is.
Wait, hold on. Like, there's a word. Yeah, that
I was trying to go. Hold on. Like,
don't ask me.
What do you
me.
Mean? Like, this, what are you trying to say?
I was trying to say, like you just have unfiltered confidence.
Yeah. Like, maybe nothing's holding you.
Our words are hard. Okay, well, that's a fair thing to regret. I regret a lot of, you know, when we used to put all our photos on Facebook, you do, like, the albums, and you show everybody that everything that happened in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine are still up.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes, mine too.
I don't know why I can't like find myself to delete them, because if I delete them, then they're gone like forever. I don't have them anywhere else. Uh-huh. And so they're just there.
I recently, just changed mine to like, just so I can see them.
Right. I need to go do that. I need to go take the time and do that.
Yeah, I did that.
I got like spring break albums on there of the boys that I met on like cruises when we go on vacation.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mine was like my waiter. He was really hot. And I was like, my friend, it was like before homecoming or something. I was like, get my picture with him. So he bent down by me.
Is it the stupidest things that we take a picture
of? Why do we do that? Yes.
Do you have pictures of you in Walmart? Because I have a lot of those.
Well, we did like, what are they called? Oh, what is it?
What?
Like a scavenger hunt. Scavenger hunt thing. Or like a checklist you have to do.
Okay.
So those we did, like, I have like paper towel, like toilet paper coming out of my pocket, like just walking through Walmart.
Okay,
stuff like
funny.
That.
No, that's
but
funny.
Like embarrassing stuff that we would go around Walmart asking people to do and then take a picture.
Okay, but scavenger hunts were so much fun.
Yeah.
Can we do an adult scavenger hunt?
Why do we not do more of them?
I loved those.
Yes.
I think that's why I like bar crawls.
Yeah.
Because they remind me of like scavenger hunts when I was a kid.
It does. Yeah, yeah.
Dang, that just brought me back.
I know.
I would like to do that.
And like, well, they do that now. People like hide tickets. You're in radio stations or artists sometimes. They're like, if
that's
you can
true.
Find this ticket, like here's a hint, here's a clue. If you can find it, they're yours.
That's fun. But I want somebody to hand me a full list and be like, go find all of these things.
We need to do that.
That would be so fun.
Okay, that's on the list too.
Okay, we're going to go to Jason's Deli for lunch. Then we're going to go on a scavenger hunt. No, I have full-blown pictures of me in my prom outfit, dressed up, taking pictures at Walmart. I'm on like a little bike. I'm playing with a ball.
Wait, why are you at Walmart?
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't have the answers. I have no answers.
We usually met at our house and then took pictures.
Well, we did that.
To Walmart on bike.
We took pictures at the house and we still went to Walmart and took pictures. Don't ask me why. I don't know how we even had the time to do that. This is also the same year that the tornado came. So we might have been like delayed and we were like stopped at Walmart.
Okay. Stuff like that. Yeah.
And we were messing around. But the fact that I still was like, take a picture of me on a bike in my fancy dress with my hair all done up. What was I thinking?
Oh, but it was fun. See, it's not, is it a memory? But you don't know why you were doing it.
It's a memory that I don't remember.
You're trying to cut out.
A little bit. Now you remind me I need to go make all those private.
Yeah. I did for a reason. Like, I have one album, I'm not even kidding, that is titled, it has four pictures in it, and it's Joe Don Rooney. And I was like, Joe Don Rooney is so hot.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It was from like middle school, like eighth grade or something. I'm like, that's so weird. That's definitely private. But I still see it because it's hilarious.
Okay, well, since you admitted that, I want to admit something to you. Okay. Back when I wanted to be a singer.
Yeah.
And I still laugh at that. This is like middle school, I think. I had met Kelly Pickler, mm-hmm. who was massive at the time. And because she had just won, what was the song, the competition she was on?
Oh,
was it American Idol?
Was it American? Yeah, it was. American Idol.
Yeah, it was right after that. And she had come to Wichita. And I brought my guitar to have her sign it. And I got her to sign it. And then I was really proud. And I took a whole bunch of pictures with my signed Kelly Pickler guitar.
That's so cute.
No, it's not Abby. No,
you still
not.
Have it?
Oh, yeah. It's somewhere in my parents' storage room. Yeah. I still had it because it was my guitar that I took guitar lessons on.
Oh, wow. And you told her? Were you like, I want to be a singer?
Yes.
Like you told your story?
Yeah. And that was also the year that I sang Red High Heels in my school's talent show. And you know what? I did win. I won.
Okay. It keeps getting better. It keeps getting better. You're singing in talent shows too and everything.
Uh-huh. Like I had one.
You had the dream.
I think that's before my voice like really changed. And I might have actually had a little bit of talent then.
No.
Not much, but a little.
I think you still could.
Yeah. I don't believe that in myself. I listen to myself now. I'm like, there's no chance. I've always said I can harmonize very well.
Okay, yeah.
That's why I was good in choir.
Yeah.
But I can never be by myself because I cannot find a beat to save my life really? By myself. Yeah. Like if you make me sing to a karaoke track, I have no idea what's going on. But if you make me sing with a track, I can harmonize with them and kind of find the mm-hmm. things. It's the funniest thing. And I think that's why I used to be so good because you'd sing with tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started singing with karaoke. I was like, I'm not good.
Can we do karaoke together just for fun?
No.
At the bar. That's going to be part of the whatever.
No, because you're going to record it and it's going to haunt me again. Just like this whole story of me wanting to be a singer haunted me on the show like 3 years ago.
I know. Yeah, I was not here for that. I missed that.
I'm glad you did.
So I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. I say you're great. I'm sure you are.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I will sing karaoke with you, but phones are away.
I will not take but that'd be so mean. You know I wouldn't do that.
No, you would. You totally would. We all think we won't, and then we're in the moment, we're like, oh, this is so great. I have to share this.
I wouldn't share it.
No, you see, and then you'd keep it, and then someday it'd come back to bite me in the butt.
That'd be so mean.
It wouldn't be mean, but it would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is our last uncomfortable question. What is the last thing you searched on your phone?
Well, just now I said Kelly Pickler, American Idol. So let's see.
Before okay, that one's not an option.
What is
I have,
it?
I was searching for edible bubbles.
Edible bubbles?
Yeah. I learned about them at a bar and I'm going to buy some because my niece and nephew are coming for Easter and I am going to buy some to put in their Easter baskets that I made them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what I searched?
What?
So Lauren, who works in the other room,
yes.
You know, behind the scenes, we were talking about the wedding I went to and I brought shoes with me, like flats in my purse.
Okay, smart.
Because I was like, I'm so tired of dancing and being so uncomfortable. I don't like to be bare feet. It's gross.
Yeah, your feet really are disgusting afterwards.
Yeah. And she told me about this brand. It's called Passion, spelled like fashion, F... Like fashion,
okay, but with a P.
But with a P. And it's like heels.
Okay.
It was on Shark Tank. And it's heels that you can take the heels off and they turn into flats.
What? How does that work?
Like they twist off. The arch is there. Like it's kind of, you might want to look it up. It's a little complicated. But it's a heel. You twist it off and then take the arch out. And it turns into a flat. So that's the last thing I was looking at. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get a pair of these.
How much is like a pair? Just like one pair?
Like 200.
I mean, honestly, though, for a versatile shoe like that, that ain't bad.
And they have really good ratings. They say they're really comfortable. So I'm going to look into that because I don't want to keep taking flats in a purse. So, yeah.
No, honestly, that is such a genius idea.
It really is.
Wow. I am so sad I didn't come up with that. That is brilliant.
I know. Yeah, you have to look them up for sure. Because, yeah, and they just have a whole different style, like a lot of different styles and heels that you can put on it, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
You know, also pro tip, something I learned with heels, if you want to make sure they're more comfy and there are a certain kind you want to wear, just make sure they have platforms on the front of them.
Oh, really?
That's what makes a heel comfortable.
Wait, are you serious? Mm-hmm. I'm always scared to wear those. I'm going to like...
Nope. So it's not even the heel. I mean, yes, most platform ones don't have as too crazy of a heel, But you want the platform to be under your feet, because where your the pain starts happening is like your toes, and it goes up the ball of your foot.
Yes.
And the platform gives you cushion to not hit the floor every time you're walking. So if you're wearing a heel that has no platform under it, then that's going to start hurting within 30 minutes. But if you wear a platform, I have a platform pair of shoes that are from Nina is the brand, and they are glitzy and glamorous and whatever. And I wore these to all my proms. This was a brand I wore to all my proms, and I never had to take my shoes off.
What? Is that what you wore to the CMA Awards?
Yep.
Because I was like, those are so cute, but I don't think I could wear those.
Yep. And but you would think the platform would make you fall, but they make it easier to walk because of how comfy they are.
What? Mm-hmm. I've avoided these my whole life.
I'm telling you, don't. Obviously, there's some that have like massive platforms. Uh-huh. Not those. You don't want those. But right. There are some that have like an inch platform.
Okay.
And they're just basically like a cushion to protect your feet from hitting the ground every time you walk.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's always what it is. You're just like, oh my gosh, yep. My feet are numb.
So pro tip, yes. you get these.
Uh-huh.
Passion is the brand. And you don't have to like mix up things. But if you also want a different kind of heel, just make sure they have a platform on it.
Yes.
Love and it. Not a heel platform, toe platform.
Okay, yeah, the toe.
Protect the little piggies.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it for uncomfortable questions. Thank you for getting uncomfy with me.
Yeah, those were not too bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. I think it could have been much worse.
Yes.
I promise.
You. Thanks.
We do have the last segment here, and it was the one that everybody loves, parenting confessions. Y'all call in and share some crazy things, and I love you for it because these things are hilarious, and one of them was about shredded cheese this week, and I died. I genuinely believed that it could have been my parents on the other end of the, like, this could be me. This may be why I love shredded cheese.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Uh-huh. Is it weird that I like to eat shredded cheese from the bag?
No.
Do you do that?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah. Like mozzarella.
Because when I talked about that on the show, everybody thought I was crazy.
I don't think that's weird.
Okay.
I mean, if you just, okay, there's, yeah, here's another thing. If you're about to use it on something else, like let's say you're going to make, I don't know, nachos or something. You're using the cheese. Do you just go to your couch with an open bag of cheese and just sit there and eat out of it?
I do both. I'm not kidding you. I do both.
That was, that's a little funny then.
Like sometimes the shredded. I just craved cheese.
Yeah, but the shredded?
Yep.
You just eat it out and it's not just like all over the place?
It's not. You know, I found like that I'm so good at eating it. Okay. And I'll get cheese, like block cheese and cut it up and eat that like crackers and cheese. I love like an adult Lunchable. But it's just not the same as shredded cheese.
No, I agree. So, I love Parmesan.
Well,
shredded.
Parmesan's so good.
It is.
I used to eat shredded cheese on chicken and a biscuit crackers until I learned that chicken and a biscuit crackers do in fact have chicken involved in them.
Oh, they do, really?
Yeah.
It's just like some seasoning or something?
Yeah.
It's probably some, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Did you already try them?
Well, this was a snack I used to have when I was a kid. Okay. And my parents weren't going to stop me from eating anything because there was not a lot of things I like to eat. So they weren't going to tell me. And I wasn't smart enough to be checking ingredient lists at that point.
Oh, who would have guessed that?
Was called chicken in a biscuit. But it's a cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yep. The more you know. But that's what I used to eat all the time with my shredded cheese. And then when I learned that, I started eating shredded cheese by itself.
Just cut out the chicken and biscuit.
Yeah.
Just the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay. That's funny.
I wouldn't say weird, huh?
Nah.
Okay.
The cheese stacks. I'm the one that leaves like fry ends. I still do
fry butts.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were in a situation where you can make $500, mm-hmm. would you eat the fry butts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not that bad.
It's not that intense, but it's just a thing. Yeah. I just do.
It's so funny. I did it the other day. You do. It's so funny. That and chocolate chips are the two craziest things I think about you.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird things about me.
Yeah, I love weird things, though.
I know.
It makes you.
We're both weird in our own ways. It's fine.
We've already been confessing a lot today, but do you have anything else you would like to confess here about parent confessions?
I have confessed a lot.
You have. I'm very proud of you.
Okay, I'll do one.
And give it to me. I won't make fun of you. I promise I'm done. I actually don't feel like I've made fun of you at all, either. I just am laughing with you.
Yeah. I'm just, like, nervous to confess this one because, I was watching my friend's dog. Why is it always about, like, watching dogs?
Okay.
And she was like an hour away from coming to get her. So I had already had the dog. It's a cute little dog for 3 days. And right an hour before she comes to pick him up, she was always like, do not like leave a door open or don't open the door. He will run out. And I was like, okay. Well, I forgot I left something on the front table on my porch. So I went out and grabbed it real quick and he like ran out. And was like running all over the place. And he's the type that like, if he sees a squirrel or a bird, anything, I mean, he is off. Like, we'll just run for days. Mm. And I almost had a heart attack in that moment. Like, I'm not even kidding. The amount of like terrified that I was because like I'm by a highway and I'm by like busy roads. And I was like, I screamed at the top of my lungs and I was just like, well, like the name. And luckily I saw him at the top of the hill and he was coming towards me. And I was like, you have one shot. Cause he's the type that is like playful, you know, like he'll just dodge you. Yeah. Like he'll come at you, but then run off. And so I was like, I have one shot to like get him. And so I like bent down. He was running towards my arms and then he kind of went off to the side and I just lunged forward, grabbed him and like I got him and my knees were like bleeding because I hit rocks. It was like in the backyard.
Oh my gosh.
And I just carried him and I went inside and I was like, oh my gosh, I've never been so thankful. But that was like the scariest thing ever when it's not even your dog. Mm-hmm. It's someone else's. And I just, all these things were like flashing through my head if he like runs away because he doesn't know where he is, you know?
Yep. That is terrifying.
That's my confession. So now I learned a very valuable lesson. I mean, I never let them off the leash. Like, you know?
And like, it's hard though, too. Like, I think a really important training thing for if anybody who has a dog, like I can, Remy could potentially, but I also, if I tell her to sit and stay, she'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that tool is very important because you can get that to stop happening.
Right. I mean, yeah, because the dogs that I've had in my life, they are all, I know they're not going to run off. Like they may run a little bit, but they'll always come back. And I'm like, I don't think he knew that.
Yeah.
And so
he saw freedom and he was like, squirrel.
Oh, he could have gone forever.
Oh, poor guy.
That was like a very not good time. So there, that's my confession.
I'm glad you caught him though, because that could have been much worse. And you risked your knees and you went after him.
Yeah.
And that shows how much you love them.
I was dedicated with that. I mean, I was, wow. I was like, there's nothing happening here. I had like flip-flops on. I like threw them off. I was like, I mean business. Let's go.
Oh, I'm glad had a good ending.
Yes. Yeah.
All good things. And you learned a lesson.
Exactly. See? Otherwise, that would not have been a confession. Probably.
No. You would have probably never wanted to talk about it again.
No, but no. It was good. So,
woo, good things. Well, mine is not about a dog, but it is about a date.
Oh.
I went on a full blind date, Abby.
Okay.
I did not know this man's name before I went on the date. I went full blind date.
Those are terrifying.
It was the weirdest experience in my life.
So how does a blind date, is it online?
No. One of my friends messaged me and was like, hey, I was talking to one of my guy friends and he was like telling me about his perfect girl and I thought of you. Like, you sound so much like what he wants. And he was like, do you maybe want to go on a date? I was like, I mean, can you give me a little bit of information? Like, is there something I can know? Mm-hmm. And so he told me like a few things about him. And then I was like, okay, well, what do I have to lose going on this date? But I realized as I was walking up to the date, the place that I had agreed on through our mutual friend, I had not talked to this man until the date happened. And I was walking up, I was like, I don't know his name. How am I supposed to walk in here and find him?
Yeah.
I got a picture sent to me like 5 minutes before, but the picture that he sent me was not like, you know, guys, they just sent like a picture and it's like him dancing at a wedding. And I'm like, I don't know what he actually looked. It was black and white.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I just hope for the best here. And my friend isn't responding. So I walk up and I just kind of sit in there. This is at like a little speakeasy place. And I sit in there and I just kind of sit on the couch thinking he'll also walk in because I wasn't late. I was like right on time.
Oh, man.
And I just kind of sit there and I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? I don't know his name. I don't know what to go up to the host with. I know nothing.
Does he know what you look like?
He got to send a picture before. But again, this is a speakeasy. So like there's like curtains. Okay. So you walk into the place. And I didn't want to walk into the place.
Yes.
Because I was already feeling awkward. Ugh. So I just sat on the couch like outside. And at 7:10, the host looks at me. She goes, are you Morgan? And I was like, yes. And she was like, I wanted to like give you a few minutes in case you needed that. And she was like, your date's in here. And I guess he had said like he knew my name. And I was like, I didn't know his name. So she like took me and I went in and it was an awkward beginning. The guy was very nice and it was a fun conversation. I don't think anything's going to happen from it. Uh-huh. But I have officially conquered my first blind
date.
Good
job. I am impressed. That takes a lot. That is a lot. They're already nerve-wracking, and then it's like a blind date.
Ah. Yes, and I'm not kidding you. In between the time that I walked up to there and the time that I was sitting on the couch, I contemplated at least 10 times leaving and being like, nah, I'm good.
You're like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Every time I go on like an online date, like That's how it always is. I'm just every time. Why am I doing this to myself?
Every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I here? And then I had another date that had happened. She probably saw the drama on my Instagram story where I have lately not been wanting to get ready. And so I take until like the last possible minute to start getting ready. And then it's like an all out chaos. And this recent one, I hadn't painted my nails, and I like having my nails painted on dates. I don't know why, but I didn't have them painted. And my jeans weren't dry.
Oh, no.
And so I was painting my nails. They were barely dry. And I, like, didn't have pants on. Then I had to get my pants, and they still weren't dry. So then I was trying to blow dry them. And I still went to the date with wet jeans, wet, like, fingernail polish on. And it was, like, a disaster.
So you were, like, flustered already.
I was. That day was good. We are going to likely go on a second
date. Oh, good. Okay.
Even though I was, like, messed walking into it.
You're like...
Yeah, I'm like dry. I'm like drying my pants, yeah. Like sticking my leg out the window, like please dry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've had some interesting dating experiences lately.
Any other?
No, those are the only two. And I think they're the only two because I am like, what is going on?
Yeah. So would you go on another blind date again? Or like, was it your choice to not know what he looked like?
No. My friend was just like, that'll be fun if it's a blind date. I'm like, why? In what world do we need to do that?
I gotta tell you, in the past, when I've tried to be, like, when friends try to set me up with guys, I'm like, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You have to know me better than that and, like, what I would be looking for.
And he was, I will say, my friend, and he's like he's a friend that I've had since I moved to Nashville, really. But we don't hang out much anymore. He has a kid and he's got a whole life going on. But we still stay in touch on social media. So he does know a lot about who I am. And the guy he did set me up with is, like, it wouldn't have necessarily been wrong in some aspects. And I could see where he might have been coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was other parts where I was like, I don't see where he was coming from.
Uh-huh.
So he I would say he got like 60-40, which okay. is pretty great for a dude.
That actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but better than most. But yeah.
Well, good job. I don't think I'm ever going to go on a blind date. I mean, I don't even know. I don't think
you don't have to at this day and age. Like, right. we don't have to do blind dates anymore.
Yeah, no, I would have to know something. I'd be like, no, I need mm-hmm. details. I need to know what they look like. What's their name? I'm most likely going to look them up before. I don't usually like doing that because you kind of get in your head.
Yes.
You paint your own picture of them just based on their social media, which isn't always accurate. So I don't like to do that a lot, but I want to see like a little bit.
I don't like to talk a lot before a date either. I don't want to be like a pen pal.
Uh-huh.
I also hate texting.
Same.
Are you that way?
I FaceTime all the time if I'm talking to someone.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes more sense, like just to catch up in that one moment.
Yeah.
If I'm texting throughout the day, I'm like, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's no. just like, because it's just like, what are you up to? It's just, you know, you can't have much substance when mm-hmm. you're just texting throughout the day. So yeah, I think it makes more sense. Like, you like calling? Is that what you
like? I don't like calling. Honestly, I just don't like communicating. I'm like, don't talk to me.
Just in person.
Yeah, I really do. I just like hanging out in person. Yeah. But FaceTime, yes. If there's one option, it'd just be FaceTime for like 30 minutes or something to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the... I also just don't like the getting to know phase. Like, it's just not... I'm tired of doing it.
Oh, it's... Yeah. Like, I'm really tired.
Cool. Your favorite colors, what? Your parents, your family. How many siblings do you have? That's so great. Can you tell me what you do for work? I am... bored out of my mind.
It does get really exhausting. People don't understand if they're like, oh, just go to dinner with them. I'm like, no, it's not just dinner. You have to start your whole life over and tell everything again. I'm like, I'm tired of talking about myself.
Exactly. And getting to know people that you may never see again.
Uh-huh. Because most likely you don't.
Abby, I'm going to make a confession to you.
Oh, yes. Give me another confession.
There are some guys that I've been on dates with and like people be like, so how many dates have you been on? Or like, talk to me about this. And I... look back and I'm like thinking back of him and I'm like, dang, I don't even remember that man's name. Like, and it's not even like a bad thing, like they're a bad person. I just am like, it was just so uneventful that I'm
really
just sad. Like, I've been on so many dates that I don't even remember your name.
Oh, yeah, definitely not a good sign. I mean, it should be memorable.
Obviously why I'm not dating them now, uh-huh. but... Yeah. It's bad. It's also why, like, half the time when I swipe on, like, Hinge, I'm like, no, I'm just no. Like, unless I just see somebody and I'm like, oh, my God, yes, I won't because I am so tired of communicating with people.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm no longer on them. I give up on dating apps.
Right?
So, yeah, I'm just.
And hopefully meeting IRL.
IRL, yeah, IRL. We love IRL. it'll happen.
I'm hoping one day I can come in here and say, I'm a unicorn and I just met the love of my life in a grocery store.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah.
It could happen. Just start talking to the guys in the grocery stores. Like, you know, just act like you're looking for something. Be like, hey. See, that's what I
was going to say. Are you going to do that? Because I don't think either of us is going to do that.
I said I was going to do that. I did that once at the gym. I talked to this guy because he had a Royals shirt on, which is Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So we had something in common. And then he was like, yeah, my fiance and I moved here. I was like, awesome. Have fun. Bye.
At least you found out.
So then after that, I was like, see, that's why I just
wish guys wore some kind of engagement ring.
That's what I thought too.
That'd be very helpful.
That'd be very helpful. Or like a taken ring.
Yeah, something.
I'm in a relationship ring.
Yeah.
Anything.
It can be a manly ring. I don't care. Just show me. Because if you're engaged, you don't have a ring.
Right. How are you supposed to know? Or even if you have like a serious girlfriend, I don't even want to talk to you either.
Yeah, just like wear a certain color. Can we start identifying my colors? Like if you wear yellow, you're single. If you wear green, you're taken.
I don't know. Bracelet or something?
Yes.
Yes, something.
That'd make it so much easier.
No, that'd be too easy.
Yeah. But also then again, I don't know that I want to wear like a single bracelet because that feels weird. So I take it back.
There's no good solution.
No, honestly. There isn't. Ugh. No. Well, those are our confessions and we had parent confessions. And I am just really glad you joined me this weekend, Abby, because this was fun.
It was fun. I'm just going to be sleeping all weekend. And sorry if I was a little out of it today.
No, I hope you get caught up on all your sleep and you don't put any more salad dressing in the microwave.
Yeah, seriously.
That's my goal for you this weekend.
Yeah, because that's been happening a little too much. Things
just
like
a
that.
Little bit back in your head. Not as foggy.
Yeah. No leaving keys in the door.
Yes. None of that. I do hope you get some sleep, but tell the people where they can hear you, find you, all that good stuff.
On Instagram, I'm at abby.anderson1_.
Still.
Yeah. And on Twitter, I'm singing Abby. That may change someday, but until then.
That's what it is. And the show is at Bobby Bone Show on all the things. And of course, you can also follow me at WebGirlMorgan on everything. And I am waiting to hear from any of you if you eat crackers with your salad.
There's probably going to be two.
Or that's one. Your bet? That's maybe, your bet? One or two?
I'm going to say less than two.
That's rude. I'll take it, though. Even if I can have one of you that relates to me, I will take it. I'll take it. So message me if you eat crackers with your salad. I'm trying to say salad
like with
crackers.
But you use them as the utensil.
Yes, I do.
That's a whole nother thing. You know it's what? Like chopsticks.
When we go to Jason Aldean's, that is also
a
place.
We go there after and sing karaoke.
When we go to Jason's Deli, I'm going to make you try this. Okay. I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait so to see good. This out, actually.
So good. All right, y'all. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye. Woo. Yes, Bobby Bones.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.